Cam found out that group chats between different phones aren't private.
Or encrypted,
thank you. We only text in code.
Yes, which I created. I created a code.
Yes, which can be a little annoying.
Wait, was that your attempt at the code?
You already forgot the code, didn't you?
I should have written it down.
The place to safely send messages between different devices. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR. Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, your coach Shane Burkhart here of the North Arizona Lumberjacks. I have the Big Sky Conference. Coach, how things up in Arizona, man? Is it real hot out there with that dry desert heat so far, Coach?
Well, Boss Man, we sure do appreciate you having us on the show. The weather is beautiful right now. Today, it's about 78 degrees overcast. This week for Flagstaff has been really hot, mid-80s. And then down in Phoenix, it's been about 110. So all the Phoenicians are driving up the I-17 to spend some time in Flagstaff.
I hear that, Coach. Coach, let me ask you, man, for you, man, being in school, going to your sixth year, man, it's hard, this business, Coach. You know how so much turnover in this business. But talk about the administration supporting you, seeing your vision, understanding what you're trying to build here and doing it the right way and being there for you and your staff as you going into year six here, Coach.
Yeah, well, boss man, you obviously have done your homework. I have great leadership with our athletic director, Mike Marlow. You know, as I started here, I was the interim coach, and he said, hey, Coach, I'll give a five-year contract. And then about 6 months later, we signed a five-year contract, signed an extension this past fall through 25-26. And our vision is to do it with recruiting within our region. We start with the state of Arizona. And, you know, California has always been very successful for Northern Arizona. Great college campus here at Flagstaff. But to your point, boss man, is that we have everybody coming back who played valuable minutes last year. We had two guys, unfortunately, who were hurt when we lost in a Big Sky Championship in March of 23, Jack Wistersill and Carson Tout. And you sit back and reflect, well, why in the heck is everybody coming back as far as our quality minutes? And I think because of our recruiting and because of the vision that we have when we wanted to get this job is that you have to recruit regionally. And I'm not a fool either, too. Now, if our guys had opportunities to play at Arizona State or Arizona, you know, obviously with the NIL now, you probably take that and you give them a hug on the way out. We lost a great point guard with Jalen Cohn to Cal. But ironically, we signed his college roommate from Cal, Monty Bowser, who will be a big get for us. He's on campus now. So things are really looking good, and we're looking forward to the season. I thought last year was going to be our arrival time after losing the Big Sky Championship. Those injuries, we just couldn't overcome them. We had 14 wins. We had a great season as far as the competitiveness in our culture. But this year, we're really looking to break through and really compete for the regular season Big Sky Championship.
And Coach Shane, and also, man, a lot of times people get caught up in a record, but you have to play guaranteed games on the road and don't get games at home. You have to raise money for your university. It gets complicated with the record. I don't think fans understand the dynamics and the nuance of records, what you have to do for the school, and sometimes you'll take some lumps before getting to that conference play, and it kind of makes the record look worse than what it really is.
Well, you're exactly right, and gee, I'm going to have to send you some NAU gear. You're on your game here today. I love it. So last year, we were the only team in our conference not to play a non-D1 team. So obviously, when you play a non-D1 team, you anticipate winning that game. We had one game scheduled, and UConn called us to open up there on opening night when we're handing the banner from the 2023 national championship. And as you said, they're bye games, and you just cannot pass up that opportunity. Talk to our players in the summer, like, no, Coach, we want to play at UConn. And those records absolutely are misleading. We're a one-bid league, so we're trying to get as good as we can for our Big Sky Conference. And to play UConn, I'll tell you what, with Danny Hurley, he's obviously been in the news recently, but he's one of the best coaches I've ever gone against. I've gone against some Hall of Fame coaches, so I'm not going to say he's the best. That's not fair to anybody. But he really helped our team get better through the season in years to come.
100%, Coach. And also, man, Coach, and I know that people don't say this either, Coach. Outside of your recruiting, scheduling is your hardest thing to do, with scheduling. So how do you approach scheduling, knowing you have to play by games, knowing you want to challenge yourself for the Big Sky play, and striking the right balance of scheduling for your team so you don't kill them, but also you want to have a balance as well as you get ready to play come when it really counts in January, February, March in Boise?
Yeah, great question. So with our recruiting, let's just say the young man's not on campus yet. We actually talk about playing big games on a big stage. And with that, we talk about playing in Arizona State, a Michigan State, a UConn. We played Texas before. And hopefully we play other schools, Arizona. But those are the type of guys we want on campus to help us win games. And then not to overdo it where we're sitting there at 0-10 going into the season, but, you know, you get those 50-50 games with D1 opponents, and then what are you doing with those games is you're trying to get as good as you can, to your point, January, February, early March, and go and win a Big Sky tournament championship. So there is a balance right there. We're going to change our scheduling a little bit this year so it's not so hard early.
And, Coach, as you're getting the workouts here, having guys coming back this summer to the team, do you kind of do less team concepts this summer with having some of you guys familiar with the system? Or do you focus more on development this summer to get guys better so you can come back, come school in August, and hit the ground running as you're getting the practices there and get ready for November the 4th tip-off?
You know what, boss man? I better check my office here. Like, you've been in our staff meetings here, for crying out loud. Like, there's a bug in here. But this year we're doing it completely different than every other summer. All our guys, we talk about being innate. So we are doing, like, this week we're doing a particular team in our league. Every week we're doing a team in our league as it's prep for that week. And we're doing more team stuff than we ever have done. And I got this a little bit from Coach Kelvin Sampson at Houston, just listening to him and reading about him, is that we'll be ready to play a game by the end of July. And those guys who want to get shots up, we have a gun in here to shoot all the time. You can get into the gym. You have full access to the gym. And we're at the point now where our guys are very motivated to get good on their own. And we only get 4 hours a week on the court right now. So in those 4 hours, we're doing all team concepts and getting ready for our season.
No doubt, Coach. You know, back when I played, Magic Day was October 15th when I played Magic Day. It was crazy. And the head coach couldn't come out, but the GA is out there, but he's literally that down the hallway. But it's crazy.
and some of those head coaches were in the gym.
Yeah. That's how he does the playoffs. I was like, these are just some crazy rules we have.
Well, but you guys, and even me, myself, I'm older than you, I'm sure, but we really got better in the summer. That's when you didn't have to worry about this. It was just getting better, just get a gym. And I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Michigan. You know, there's no AC in a gym back in those days where you're just sweating your butt off and you're dripping with sweat and you're working on your game to get better. Kind of you sweat in the summer so you don't bleed in the winter.
No doubt, Coach. I'll get in the gym early in the morning before it got too hot in Atlanta. I'll go in the gym like it's 6:30 in the morning, and I'll go back towards get dark here around about 9:30. So I'll go to the gym around about 9 o'clock. So I know it's going to get dark. So I'll kind of run my workouts around when the dusk and dawn of Atlanta. I didn't want to be doing it in heat today here at the humidity here in Georgia.
Hey, you know what? I grew up watching the Braves on TV because that was the only national game. And I'll tell you what, that Michigan heat, and as they call it, Hotlanta, it's a different heat. So you're ahead of the game getting in there early and late, not in the middle of the day.
Yeah, because you go to a 7:35 Braves game, you still got about an hour and 40 minutes of heat cooking you.
Yeah, exactly. The Dale Murphy days. I could probably – Dale Murphy, who else do they have? Bruce Benedict. I think Bruce Benedict became a ACC official. Rafael Ramirez. I mean, they had some players. Glenn Hubbard, Chris Chambliss, Ken Oberfield. Bob Horner, old ASU guy, Bob Horner.
Coach Pendleton, the third base coach, Terry Pendleton, David Justice.
From the Cardinals into the Braves. Yo, absolutely.
The coaches will blow your mind. I should be a Braves bat boy.
Come on. Tell what year?
I was a kid, so I was a bat boy from it was 1993 to 99.
Oh, you were there for the heyday.
Yes.
So you got any good Bobby Cox stories?
He has a heck of a mouth on it, man. He tells some great stories. It's very colorful how he talks about stuff. You know, it's about those umpires.
He got some good vulgarity stories, right?
Yes. I enjoyed hearing them.
Oh, love those guys. John Smoltz, he's one of my favorites to listen to on baseball now.
Yeah, it was fun, man. Those guys, man, being a bat boy. It was fun. Also a Hawks ball boy, too, as a kid.
With the Hawks. Steve Smith there then?
Steve Smith, Mutombo. I saw Jordan. Coach, this was the key. You want to be a ball boy during those days on the Vizian side.
Sure.
Yeah. Because you got stuff.
You say that very respectfully, but absolutely. Yeah.
Yes. I always chose Vizian side. Yeah. I see them all the time. Vizian side.
Yeah. Was Dominique gone by that time?
No, he was almost gone. It was the year before. I got there. He was about to get traded to the LA Clippers.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, you got great stories. I'm sure you've used them on the airways.
Yes, I mean, I've come across all the coaches here, Coach Brown. He was here at the Hawks. Coach Patello, Benny Wilkins, Terry Stotts, Lon Kruger. You know, so those are the guys I came in contact with when I was around the Hawks.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, Coach. Yeah, man. Hey, Coach, I hate that they changed that. The MLB to stop the Braves and the Cubs from having their national deals, because those teams were jealous of it. So I hated when the Braves lost TBS, because as a kid on the road, I knew I could watch the Braves 7:35 at night. Every night, after the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air came on.
I know. I hear you. Cubs in the afternoon, and then I'm a Detroit Tiger fan, so I listen to the Tigers at night and watch the Braves.
You got it, Coach. You got it, man. And Coach, I guess, Coach, how much do you kind of tap into other coaches outside of basketball to kind of help you as you coach your team? Because I know I kind of like to borrow some things from people when I listen to people on different podcasts and different things. So how do you kind of use the other people's experiences and their backgrounds to help you as well?
Oh, all the time. I do it all the time. I like to think I'm a student of the game, but, you know, the student of building things too. I'm very proud of what we've done here at NAU in our time, and really expect a great season. But, you know, even as a kid, boss man, I'd read anything I could get on Vince Lombardi and Herb Brooks. Herb Brooks was the coach for the 1980 Olympic hockey team. And in growing up as a kid, I got to, you know, read the Detroit Free Press every day with Chuck Daly, Scotty Bowman, Sparky Anderson. And I still utilize all those guys now, like the new podcast. I might be saying it wrong, but with J.J. Redick and LeBron James, the mind game or whatever it's called.
The Game podcast.
You got it. You got it. Thanks for helping me out on that. You just learn so much, and I love listening to the stories. And those guys are a different level as far as when you hear the game, different verbiage. But even a podcast, a hockey podcast, I'll listen to Spittin' Chicklets, Cam and Strict. I really enjoy Cam and Strict out of St. Louis. But anything I can listen to when I'm driving, especially when you're recruiting, you're driving all the time, you know, I just use those as resources to get better. And, you know, some of the stuff you don't use and some of them you do, and some of the stuff, it really validates what you're already doing.
100%, Coach. Yeah, my dad always tells talking to you about becoming better and reinventing yourself and looking to improve. That's what I do every day, man, Coach. I try to be very well prepared, talk to guys like yourself every day and be just on top of my game and get better every day. So my dad was a coach, so my dad put a lot of good qualities in me as a young man that I use now today as I head towards my 50s.
Yeah. No, I can tell your dad, we talked about it off air, your dad has been a positive role model for you, and with your young son, 3 years old, he's in good hands. And you know, that's really important for me too, that our guys have great college experiences. We have great parents, so I'm not trying to be a father figure, but I sure am trying to be a positive role model as these young men get older.
And Coach, not for you, I know my dad loved it as well. Like when his players got married, had a baby, got a new job or some positive happened. For you, Coach, you get those texts from your former players, knowing you had a small piece in their success. How does it make you feel knowing that you really impacted a young man in the right way?
Well, you talk about growing, boss man. I think when you're younger as a coach, you're just trying to win that game on a Thursday night or a Saturday afternoon. And when you're young, you just try. That's what you're trying to do. But as you get older, and you can see, and my kids, my wife and I, we have four kids, and my kids have helped me so much to be a better coach. And when you get those invitations to go to their weddings or a graduation of a younger brother, or some of my guys, and I've been coaching for 26 years, they got kids coming through or brothers. It makes you feel really good that you have been a positive part of somebody's life. And, you know, we even have a couple guys who will come up here and watch a game here at NAU. We're only 2 hours from Phoenix, and we'll head back to the house, and, you know, we'll have an adult beverage with one of the former players, and it just makes you feel good that they're comfortable enough to be around you in those settings. And we have some guys who are playing professionally right now, and, you know, they'll keep me updated how they're doing, and or come by in the summer. We're on the road, and or I'm recruiting, we go out to dinner. So it's very rewarding, that aspect.
And Coach, for you, man, Coach, for you, as you've been in the business as long as you have, man, what's changed the most about the business of coaching and coaching players today since when you got started in this business?
You know, I would say two things, and I know it's a very basic answer because it's so popular right now. The NIL has really changed. You know, I talked to a coach today, a head coach, for about a half an hour on the phone, and it's really good that the players have more rights. Maybe that's not the right word, but you know, they have more options now, and I'm totally supportive of it. It has worked both ways for us. We had a great point guard, as I mentioned, Jalen Cohn, who went and got NIL money from Cal, and we just can compete with Cal with the NIL money. You know, we stayed in touch. Our family went up and watched him and hung out with his family at the Pac-12 tournament this year. We're close, and that has changed, and it has worked the other way too. It concerns me a little bit from the aspect of the unreal expectations.
Oh,
Sometimes
yeah.
people say, "Hey, how much do you have in NIL?" I haven't seen that tree hanging with $100 bills anywhere here in Flagstaff or Tuscaloosa. Like, this is real money. In a transfer portal, it is what it is. Enjoy your team. I'm going to coach our team 24-25, and you know, let's be honest, boss man. If we go 25-5 and we win a game in the NCAA tournament, half our team will probably be gone because they're successful players in the NCAA and they're going to have options and go and get paid at a higher level. So, you know, we'll go out to lunch, go get a burger, give a man hug, and I'll watch box scores and root for them and build our 25-26 teams. That's the reality of it. Anybody who bitches about it, it's wasting their time.
And I know that's right, coach, because I'm like, you got coaches, it's kind of like pregnancy almost. It's like you're a GM now. You have to kind of speed date now and really vet a young man quick. You got to really feel that, feel them out quick as you can and hope for the best almost the way it is now, coach.
Well, and it is like, for example, Alabama, right? Alabama gets to the Final Four this year. They get a commitment from a guy at a Pepperdine during the NCAA tournament. We're not there. We don't have the right emblem on our polos quite yet, but we have to kind of wait in the weeds a little bit and see what's real, what's not real. And then we get the other guys who don't sign, which to me, that's better because you get the real score after a while. You don't have to invest all that time and money into something that's not going to happen.
No doubt, coach. I'm asking you a couple more questions, coach, for you. At what point did you decide you want to get into coaching and kind of when you've got the bug to want to coach?
You know, it's funny you said my youngest boy Bennett, we're coming home yesterday from his baseball practice, and he said, "Dad," he's 9 years old, "Dad, when do you know you want to get in coaching?" And you know, as a kid, he's 9 years old, he wants to play Major League Baseball, wants to be in the NHL, the NFL, all the above, right? So I told him, you know what, when I was in high school, when I knew I probably wasn't good enough to, you know, pitch for the Detroit Tigers or you know, be the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, I knew I wanted to get into coaching. And as I said earlier, with the Vince Lombardi never played at a high level. Herb Brooks played for a couple of teams, but really studying those guys, that's what I knew I wanted to in high school. And, you know, I was so fortunate to have a great high school coach in Doug Hanen. And Coach Hanen, you know, you're 16, 17, you got a little smart aleck in you. And I said, "I'm going to be a Division I coach someday." And he said, "You know what, Shane? I believe you." And, you know, just the support system I had, and I knew I wanted to do it. I didn't know how to, but I knew what I wanted to do at that point in my life.
And last one for you, coach, man, for you, like when you're not coaching this team, trying to lead these Lumberjacks, coach, how do you kind of decompress and get time for yourself and your family away from the game to enjoy life?
Yeah, I'm embarrassed to say I really don't. I coach, you know, we have four kids. My daughter is gonna be a junior next year in high school, and she loves basketball. So my wife and I try to watch her as much as possible. I try to be active in the local baseball and the little leagues while I can be. Our players are into it. My daughter is playing softball and basketball. We run our camps in the summer, so it's really important to me to give back to our community. Not because I'm trying to raise money or because I'm trying to be anybody, but because when I was a young kid, I had great role models around me. I'm just trying to give back to what was given to me as a young person.
Well, coach, I tell you, it's been a pleasure to get you on the show, coach. And I thank you for being flexible with me with my son being a little under the weather. I think it's worth the wait, coach. Trust me. It was great to chat with you today, man. It was truly fun, man.
Hey, you know what? We got to get off here. So I want to hear all those stories. And the one thing I like to do is go watch sports or hang out at the beach for a couple of days. But there's nothing like going to watch a Major League Baseball game in Atlanta or Detroit, or we try to make a baseball trip out of it. But I want to hear some of those stories off the air someday. And I really appreciate you having me on, boss man.
Thanks, Coach. It was fun, brother. It sure was, man.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King, 50 The King out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, the Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
How about Captain Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot!
And he stole our crunch!
Quick, the zip line!
He's getting away!
Throw our last crunch berry!
No!
No one steals my crunch berries!
I think you mean my crunch berries? Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch!
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my
Glad Stretch, feeling fine, so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.